So in our conversation with you yesterday, we spoke to you about something that you are very familiar with, and that is the motivational journey. The idea that there is a plan, and there is a way, and it is your job to make the plan, to identify the way, and then to do it. To do it, to do it, to do it, and get it done. Now, as we said yesterday, the motivational journey is one that you know very well, and it actually does work. It works in very specific circumstances, but it will also generally work. If it is the only way that you know how to organize your thoughts in order to bring them into alignment with the having of what you're wanting, even if it means a lot of hard work and upstream rowing, then you know you can do that. But we think that you want something more. Otherwise, you wouldn't be in this conversation here today with us. So the inspirational journey is actually extremely simple. The inspirational journey is one that is ongoing, that is never ending, that has no plateau that it reaches, that has no place that it gets to, and has no accomplishment that it tries to achieve. The inspirational journey leads you to destinations and accomplishments. It leads you into the manifestation of desires. But it, in and of itself, is not concerned with those things. The inspirational journey is just simply the stream of thoughts that are arising within you naturally, moment after moment after moment after moment, that take into account the fullness of what you are wanting and bring you the next better feeling thought, action, or word. These better feeling thoughts, actions, and words rise up naturally and organically within you, and they show you the way forward. And they become progressively easier and easier and easier to fall into, to open to express, to think, to say, to do. Your job is to pay attention to them. That is literally your only job. Your conscious mind is an amazing, amazing device. It's not found in your brain. It's not in your body. Your body is a part of it. It's something that is inside of your conscious mind, like all of your physical reality. But your conscious mind, the part of your mind that you are very aware of, that you have been using all this time, is like the point of an arrow. You point it in a certain direction, and as a result of pointing in that direction, the entire universe follows you. You're saying, go there. And the entire universe of your thoughts, every part, piece, and parcel of it, goes down that road, goes in that direction. When you point that arrow in the direction of the next better feeling thought, you are doing something amazing. Amazing, particularly in comparison to the motivational journey. What you are doing is you are literally bringing the entire universe with you. And wherever it is that you put your foot, wherever your feet fall, wherever it is that your mind goes, when it feels better and better and better and better, it's like your reality is opening up right in front of you in ever increasingly more delicious ways. And that is because the one thing that is missing that separates the inspirational journey from the motivational journey is the resistance that you bring in the motivational journey to your reality. You see, when you're saying, I've got to make a plan and I've got to make it happen, you're pushing against the very thing that you are imagining, that the plan itself encapsulates. Whatever the plan is for. And you see, the reason why in conversation with us, you'll hear us ask you again and again, why are you doing what you're doing? What is it for? What is it that you expect to have happen as a result of what you're doing? The reason we ask you this again and again and again is because the motivational journey, after you continuously add resistance to the story, you become, for no other reason than you can't see anything else, because of how you're obscuring your own vision, you become enamored with the tool. Not because it's particularly lovely, but it's just about the only thing you can see. The only thing you know is how to fix it, how to do it, how to go for it. And you lose sight of whatever it is, because you're adding so much resistance to the story of the unfolding of it, you lose track and you lose sight of what it is that you actually are wanting. Now, it's not the end of the world, but it is burdensome and heavy. And you can tell, because when you remember what you're really doing all of this for, you feel better. You feel a lightness return. Because you're bringing yourself back into alignment with you. These thoughts, these ideas, these goals, these desires, they're all extensions of you. They're flowing through you, flowing through you, flowing through you. They're how you are becoming more of yourself through this experience of being here in this place, in this time, in this way. So when you put the next foot down, or when you say the next word, or think the next thought, or reach for the next thing with your hand, and it feels better to do so as you are doing it, you're lining yourself up with the having of what it is that you're wanting, but not just the one thing. You see, that's another difference between the inspirational journey and the motivational journey. The motivational journey has to exclude certain things. It has to keep you focused. It has to keep you on track, because it's hard to do what you're doing. You're offering so much resistance to who you are and what you're creating that you're going to get wildly scattered and unfocused, because the things that you're really wanting keep calling you regardless of whether you're ignoring them or not. And so, for instance, you're thinking, I really have got to get this done. But then you sit down in a chair and you start daydreaming. Now, in the motivational journey, that's problematic, because you've lost focus and you've got to get back to the plan and you've got to work the plan. But it's also an opportunity to pick up the inspirational journey right where you left it. And in the daydreaming, where you're opening your mind, and in fact you're taking off the tightness and the constriction that motivation would try to force you to get to, you relax and you open up, and then ideas begin to flow. But not necessarily ideas about whatever the topic of the moment is. Because you see, here's where the inspirational journey differs wildly and could be quite possibly seen as quite dangerous leading to chaos and tumult and people running amok in the streets. And that is because the inspirational journey leads you to the next better feeling thought in the whole array, the whole pantheon of your astonishingly amazing, powerful thinking. The inspirational journey takes everything into consideration. The motivational journey excludes everything that is not relevant, using an astonishingly inept approach to determining what is relevant and irrelevant, using knowledge instead of intuition. And if you try to use intuition, by the way, as you probably have discovered, to motivate yourself, you'll get somewhere, but you'll end up in places that you weren't expecting. Because the moment you begin to engage with intuition and you start to feel better, and you start to intentionally feel better, your motivational plans all are going to fly out the door. Not because there's anything wrong with them, but because they're incompatible with that approach. You see, the inspirational journey is the journey you are always on. The motivational journey is the one you try to force yourself to take. And you're never good at it. Even the ones who are the best at it are not that good at it. They'll tell you, maybe, perhaps, if they're not being completely honest with themselves, that they're really, really smart and they're able to figure these things out. Well, yes, they are very smart, but not for the reasons they're saying. You may say this yourself. You may say, well, I'm really, really good at making things happen if I do this, this, and this. But if you step back and consider what you're really talking about, there's an element of chaos in your plans. What you've done is you've just learned how to exploit the chaos. You've just learned how to leverage the contrast. And so how do you do that? Intuition. The inspirational journey. So the difference between the motivational journey and the inspirational journey is that the inspirational journey is natural and organic to you. It has very little definition because it doesn't try to become anything. It just simply is. These thoughts that arise that feel better, that are within you, that are easy to get to, these actions that feel better in their doing, these words that feel better in their saying, they're always present. They're never trying to achieve anything. They're never trying to accomplish anything. They just are. And they take into account the fullness of who you are. And so it can be a very fearful thing sometimes to step back and let the inspirational journey just carry you, to put down one foot in front of another instead of trying to figure out how to run the marathon. Because you're not planning anything. You're not figuring anything out. And you see, remember, we said just a moment ago that the motivational journey, it tries to exclude things. And it requires that you come back to it again and again and again. And it does not allow you to deviate from the path. And because of the resistance that you're offering as a result to the very thing that you're wanting, you lose sight of what you're wanting, and you get all involved in the process, in the tool, in the mechanism. So if you've done that for a while, and you've become very accustomed to it, it's going to be very strange and it's going to feel a little bit odd and weird to abandon it and turn instead to the inspirational journey, particularly if you're thinking still in terms of there's the one versus the other. But you see, the inspirational journey is not opposed to anything. Your intuition does not push against a thing. It just simply shows you what's next. It doesn't try to go back into the past and correct anything. That's you. That's you using your limited knowledge of yourself, trying to fix something you think is broken. It doesn't try to avoid things in the future. That too is you. That's just how you've trained your mind to think, that point of the arrow thinking, the conscious mind. You've just trained yourself vibrationally through habit to imagine what could happen in the future and then prepare for and evade and try to prevent the bad stuff from happening. Well, intuition, the inspirational journey, it doesn't try to protect you because there's nothing to be protected from. These things that you are imagining, they're you. They're your thoughts. You're just trying to protect yourself from your own thinking of the future. Because there is nothing outside of you. All of the events and the experiences happening in your reality are your creations. So when you take a deep breath and you turn away from the narrowness and the constricted aspects of the motivational journey, what you will discover is that the inspirational journey is always calling you. But it's not hitting you over the head. It's not punching you in the face. It's not tripping you and saying, you should have watched and seen better. It's not trying to trick you. It just simply offers you the next available, better feeling thought. In this way, it's mechanistic. It doesn't have an agenda of its own. The only agenda that it brings to the table is yours. It reflects that, but in the fullness of your agenda, not in the narrowness of a single topic or a constellation of ideas. It takes into consideration everything that you are, but it doesn't really have a consciousness separate from you, because what is the inspirational journey but just your natural way of thinking? It's the motivational journey that's a construct. It's a powerful construct. It's useful. It has done amazing, miraculous, and wonderful things for you. Other well-meaning people taught you this, and you have taught other people out of your own well-meaning intention to do the exact same thing, to plan, to correct, to get it done, to get motivated, to get off of the chair and out onto the street, to go make it happen. And it's been useful. There have been times in your life when it was incredibly useful. You might even say you're alive because of the motivational journey. But if you are hearing these words today, it's probable, although not guaranteed, that the usefulness of the motivational journey has found its natural end, that it is ready as a concept to evolve, and that you are ready to take up your role as the director and creator of your reality, implementing each step of it one moment at a time, being the most cooperative element of this unfolding by taking the inspirational journey, which is just simply the thought that feels better from here.